I think queerness really was interested in sex as opposed to being interested in community, identity, and so forth and so on. And I think there was a moment, and I wasn't alone in finding it fascinating, but I wrote a book called In Your Face precisely to get at that sort of aggressive assertion of sexual pleasure and just sex. So there was a great moment, I think, of thinking about that, but there are limits to it. And it was Foucault who said, you know, don't say that by saying yes to sex, you're saying no to power. So there are interesting questions about sexual assertion. If you merely assert sexual pleasure and you lose some senses of community, I'm not sure about identity, but community, I don't know how you go forward politically. You have to have some kind of group cooperation to change things, I think. Now, in Britain, things have changed politically phenomenally in the last 5 years. Why? I think largely because of the European Union and the necessity to harmonize with its much more liberal laws around individual rights. Indeed, it's almost the case that we have almost formal equality now with straight people. We have an equal age of consent. We have very similar laws in regard to what is a sex crime and what isn't. We have even directives is a bit ambiguous term, and I don't know how easy they'll be enforced, but directives coming through saying you mustn't homophobically bully your fellow workers in the workplace. And we also have, and I think it's notable and important, a right now for transsexual people to marry in the gender to which they have just changed, which is, I think, hugely important for people's sense of their assertion and affirmation of their own chosen identity. So then what is the interesting question? Now, a few years ago, Tony Kushner, the American playwright who wrote a wonderful play, which was also very successful in Britain, called Angels in America, in part about the HIV epidemic, wrote an interesting article in which he said that he could envision in a few years lesbian and gays having the right to get married and serve in the army. And he said what he feared is we'd get that, but we live in a society of tremendous economic inequality and ecological devastation. So what would it be worth to have those rights? Well, you know, he was right.